Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour, little Stevie Dan bringing us back. One of the great bands of all time, Stevie Dan. As Walter and Donald bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with a new friend, but not for long. Rob Bergfeld is here. He's the Executive VP of Marketing and at Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org, an organization that I'm proud to tell you about and to champion their members, community bankers. Folks, one of the most precious things, and I mean that word literally, one of the most precious things in the life of any small business owner is to have available to them the concept of relationship banking. I can't tell you how valuable that is for me. If you wanted to take my refrigerator and my car and leave me with relationship banking, I'd let you have that because it's essential. And you only find relationship banking at community banks. Rob, what do you think?
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I'm learning on the fly, and you know, every day I hear stories like that you know they are an essential relationship, and you know, and again, what we're seeing right now, a lot of people are starting to be introduced for the first time to what relationship banking means,
yep,
and when it means, and when you need it, and when you need it at times like these.
So I want to ask you about the performance of – so you got some specific numbers on community banks and the Paycheck Protection Program. You give us a couple of those numbers.
Yeah, well, you know, we did a survey all around the first round of the Paycheck Protection Program, and community bankers funded about 80% of loan requests during that first round. The interesting thing is, you know, is that it had a direct impact on Main Street, and our average approved loan was between $50,000 and $75,000. So we were talking about, you know,
that's bread and butter businesses.
Yeah, that's retail. Right.
That's granular. That's folks. That's granular lending. There. That's where the rubber meets the road. That's worm cam stuff, and it's essential. And see, that's the thing that you know, when you look at the total number, the total amount of money that community banks loaned. That number is not all that impressive, but when you look at the granularity of when you get into the details, you realize something that I've said for this whole time, Rob, when a small business collapses, a family collapses. So when I think of what community banks have done, I don't look at how much they loaned. I looked at how many loans they made. And every time they made a loan, they helped not only a business stay alive, they helped a family stay alive. What do you think?
That's right. And you know, and to take it a step further, there's some new numbers that came out, I believe, yesterday. And, you know, to give that number some scale, right, it thus far, you know, lenders under $10 billion in assets, which makes up a large part of
right,
bank,
most of them,
have made more than 2.1 million PPP loans.
Wow.
Right? So that just shows those 75,000 are happening, you know, everywhere, right? And so that's Main Streets across this country,
that
continues to be the case.
And there are more families than that because about 25% of the small businesses out there have employees, more than themselves. And I'm going to say you could probably increase that number by 50%, in my opinion, and that's the number of families that have been benefited from this.
Right.
And you just
that's
can't
right.
talk
One
about
of the
Main Street without talking
that,
about families.
That's right. And one of the things that we're going to be doing, we're going to be looking at this again, and we're going to be surveying, you know, our membership and doing some more research. But one of the big takeaways that we've heard from a lot of our bankers is the number of jobs saved. And forget about the dollars,
yep.
right? How many jobs have been saved? And we're talking, you know, bankers saying 5,000, 10,000. And that is the impact that they're having on Main Street and the communities
right.
that you and I live in.
That's exactly right.
Saving, you know, jobs and saving and getting people through this crisis.
The community bank's next challenge is going to be reconciling the loans against the how the money was used, reconciling those two, but having to overlay that the reconciling of the Treasury Department, including the IRS, with the CARES Act itself, because as you know, this 75% for payroll, that wasn't part of the CARES Act. That was something the Treasury Department overlaid on that. And so if there's going to be what people need to realize is over the next few months, there's going to be attempts to reform that, to change that, to make adjustments to that. So stay tuned. And in my opinion, this is another reason to stay close to your community banker, because you guys will know before anybody will.
That's right. That's right. And our group is advocating for those changes to the 75-25 and continue to do so, and, you know, looking for the best interests of, you know, of the communities that our banks serve.
And I want to stick one piece of political of lobbying. You talked about influence. Folks, the ICBA is perennial, one of the top literally handful of impactful lobbyists on behalf of their constituents in the country. And so the ICBA lobbies for their community banks, who lobby for you and me, and that's a pretty darn direct connection. Hey, Rob, I need the website one more time, please.
Yeah, so actually what I'll send you to is the icba.org/PPP loan.
All right.
Because that specifically speaks to the program that we're building, where we're pointing the great small businesses of this country to the excellent community banks in their communities.
Check
right?
that
so,
out. Hey, Rob,
and that
good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely. I'd love to. Thanks for having me.
And say hi to all my friends over there. I got to go for just a minute, folks. Don't go away. I'll be right back after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.